This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, I just wanted to acknowledge a lot of guys that don't get a lot of credit for any success that we have and are more responsible for the success that we have, more so than even me. And that's, you know, Marcus West, our D-line coach, Matt Edwards, also a D-line coach, Christian Taylor, Al Holcomb, and Alvin Vaughn with the linebackers. And then in the secondary, Joe Dana, Jamal Adai, and Scott Booker. Those guys have done a tremendous job. And, you know, we wouldn't even come close to having any success that we've had if it wasn't for those guys. So just want to give them a shout out. So I'll open it up for questions.
Hey, Bobby, since you started there, you know, what's it been like, you know, your first half a season run through not only like developing a cohesive defense, but a coaching staff and working together with all these guys, some new pieces, some guys that you've known. What's the synergy been like? Because on film or watching the tape back yesterday, it looks like things are going really well.
Yeah, you know, that's what you guys see on game day when things are going well. You know, no, but it's like anything. It's like in any relationship. There's growing pains. There's obviously great moments that we have together. There's nothing better. I always, you know, talk to our defense and show our defense pictures of our guys celebrating in the locker room, because honestly, there's no feeling better, because Monday through Saturday can really be a grind, really, really be a grind. And we could have some grumpy people, not only coaches, but players, you know, and it's all worth it when you get that feeling of exhilaration, you know, in the locker room. It's incredible. You know, but, you know, we had, like I always talk about, Brandon and Sean do a great job assembling, you know, our team with guys that fit our culture and good guys. And everybody's a different personality, you know, so you got to deal with different personalities. And it's the same with the coaching staff. We put together a really good coaching staff, a new coaching staff with a lot of new faces. And, you know, we're still, like any relationship, we're still trying to get on the same page and make sure we're all on the same page with certain things. And we've done a good job with that. And, you know, credit to our staff. They've done a great job.
And one more quick, were you able to enjoy that Josh Allen play on 4th and 2? Or are you in that moment so concerned with what's about to happen after that series ends?
So, I believe the last 2 weeks we played, they both kind of ended in offensive touchdowns, right? Like last minute. And I've been, it's been pointed out to me that I'm constantly yelling for everybody to shut up, because I got to get ready for the next, you know, series of plays that are coming. No, I don't get to enjoy it, because I got to get ready for what's next. I'm trying to play all the scenarios in my head, field goal. Hey, in this case, we don't get it. Here's the situation. How many timeouts? So while everybody's going crazy, I'm very focused on what we're doing next. I wish I could enjoy it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it.
There we go. Good afternoon, Coach George Redney, Challenger Community News.
How are you, George?
Good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. I was wondering, what was the key to stopping Hunt? Hunt looked like this week you didn't allow the running back, the opposing running back, to really get going. He had a few decent runs, but you guys seemed to really – what was the key to slowing him down?
Yeah, it always comes back to obviously schematically. We want to be schematically sound, but, you know, George, the biggest thing is our fundamentals, and we definitely – I talk about it every week, but there's a lot of things that we can improve on, you know, in the run game. Fundamentally, we're not where we want to be. And we're going to continue to hammer those home. And, you know, obviously our, not obviously, but our operation and execution has to also improve. It's loud in that stadium, and we have to continue to stress our guys out with that operation and communication and making sure everybody's on the same page.
And last but not least, you seem to, KC always likes to use their tight ends effectively. What was the difference with the stopping Noah Gray? It seemed like in the second half after, especially in the key drives in the late second half, what was the key?
Yeah,
to that?
I think it's just, you know, and I think our guys talked about it. It's the awareness of, you know, what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack us. And, you know, there's no perfect call. I mean, both teams are playing with 11 people, so you can't double everybody to stop the run. You can't, you know, so I think it's just an awareness of what they're trying to do to us offensively and understanding where the pieces are throughout the formation.
All right, Coach. Thank you for your time. Good luck next week.
You got it. Thanks, George.
Coach Babbage, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. Great win yesterday.
Thanks, Mookie. Appreciate it, man.
SFP, smart, fast, and physical. Just care to talk about how your team was able to do that, smart, fast, and physical.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it every day, Mookie, and the guys buy into it. You know, I think the other day I actually saw a mic'd up where TV was breaking down the linebackers with that. And when it comes down to it, I mean, it encompasses a lot of things. And, you know, I think if you can do that, if you can check those three boxes to start with, you're going to give yourself a chance to win a football game. And the guys have bought into it. They believe in it. And that's the most important thing, because you can put whatever letters you want on anything. The guys aren't buying into it, then it doesn't matter. It's just letters.
Absolutely, Coach. And just care to talk about how you were able to do something that no one was able to do really all year. It was really cut down Kansas City's chunk plays. I think they probably had like one chunk play the entire game. So, you know, just care to talk about how you were able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more just our, you know, the philosophical way of how we play defense. I think over the years, shoot, I would guess, since we've been here, we've probably given up the least explosive plays defensively. And it's really just, you know, the way we operate, the way we execute, understanding where the strengths and weaknesses are of each defense. And you know, 15 is hard to stop. 87 is hard to stop. That offense is hard to stop, you know. And I think if you just kind of understand how they try to attack you and, you know, what, like I said, what the strengths and weaknesses of each defense are, you know, as long as we keep the ball in front of us and tackle the guy that catches it, you know, we have a chance to play again.
Absolutely, Coach. You held Kelsey to 2 catches, 8 yards. And that was due to the good blend of rushing coverage. Care to talk about how that blended well yesterday?
Look, in the pass game, if rushing coverage aren't working together, it doesn't matter. So, you know, we had a big emphasis of, you know, winning the line of scrimmage, affecting the quarterback, making sure we were good on our what we call our MQFs and our plaster and all those type of things. So, you know, they complemented each other well. There was even a lot of non-statistical things that the defensive line did that was really, really were a major factor in the outcome of the game. And a credit to those guys and Marcus and Matt for getting them going and having that mindset that they needed to affect the game.
Okay, Coach, I want you to have a SFR bye week, all right? A smart, fast, and relaxing bye week. You deserved it.
Thanks, Mookie. I appreciate it, man. I'll try to do that.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Mookie touched on it a little bit with the rush yesterday. You know, keeping Mahomes in the pocket, how did you guys go about kind of reshaping the pocket, even, you know, after the snap, where there was a couple of plays where maybe, you know, the edge guy got a little too deep, but your tackle was able to kind of slide over and protect that gap and not let him get out to the side?
Yeah, we had a pretty clear plan that the defensive line coaches came up with that was really good on how we wanted to rush. And, you know, based off the package we were in, the defense we called, whatever, where they could take their shots, you know. So there's a whole system that we went in with, and the guys bought into it. And, you know, there were some things in there that we could have done better. But, you know, it's coming up with a plan and executing the plan.
How would you assess how your defensive line has played this year? Obviously, there's not a lot of huge sack numbers, but they create a lot of chaos. I mean, you look back at Vaughn last week on that screen play, he didn't get a sack, but he created that. Greg created a sack yesterday without getting credit for it. It just seems like there's a lot of chaos without the numbers.
Yeah, I think that goes to an unselfish, mindset. To us, the only stat that matters is a letter. That's the only stat that matters is a letter, and that's a W. So, you know, their mantra in that specific room is 4 = 1. You know, 4 = 1, and they truly love each other. They like to see each other have success, and you know, I think there's a maturation process with that. That you know, like our offense says, if we just follow the plan, everybody will eat at some point. You just can't go chasing plays.
I think Greg mentioned last night the only stat that matters is the letter. So it's probably good to know at least someone's listening there.
Yes. Yes, because not a lot of people listen to me in general.
Terrell, what makes Terrell so good, with those quick decision plays or on the box? He had a big play yesterday as a spy where he turned that into a sack, and he just seems to have real – just control over the defense right now.
Yeah, I mean, you've watched him. I mean, he's just a football player. He's just a football player, and he's in complete control of the operation. He's, you know, he is the unquestioned, you know, signal caller leader of our defense, and, you know, showed a lot of fire yesterday. And the work TB puts into it is a good, case of where if you work your tail off at something and, you know, pay attention to the details and all that, things will happen the way they're supposed to happen. And, you know, we need him to continue to make plays for us. He's made some critical plays throughout the last 2 years. And, can't say enough about Terrell Bernard.
There's been a number of incidents over the season where maybe there's a breakdown and you could see him get on somebody about it. And rarely at that time, do they go back at him? How much does that just show the respect that those guys have for him and his control of defense and just his respect as a leader?
I just think, like I just said, just shows you exactly what I just talked about, which is that, you know, he's in complete control of it. And, you know, he's in charge when he's out there. So, and the guys know that is what it is. And we're all professionals.
Thanks.
You got it.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for taking some time here. I just wanted to ask you quick about kind of your opening statement there. Was there anything in specific that made you want to shout out your defensive assistants this week or just generally thought they were doing some praise?
You know, you just think about it that I'm on this, you know, press conference every week and really I'm just a piece of the puzzle. You know, those guys work their tails off. They're detailed, smart. And I just felt like it was, you know, my job to make sure that I acknowledge the work that they're doing and that you guys understand the work that goes on or, you know, the general public understands the work that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, one never asked me to do that. They wouldn't do that, but they deserve it. They deserve a shout out. And that's the least I could do.